Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Asha,
Dan,
and Charlie
with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In national news, there's been a theft of $150,000 worth of beehives from rural New South Wales. 80 beehive boxes containing active colonies were taken from a property, allegedly occurring between the end of March and this Wednesday. Local apiarist Mitch McLeanan from Toowoolan says that the hive thefts have been quite commonplace due to the rise of parasitic foraminids. He also had a hunch for the thieves' demographic, noting that the only people that steal bees are beekeepers. Every time they put bees on a roadside site, someone comes in and takes bees out of them and messes with them. We use private property for that exact reason, because on public sites, anyone can walk in there and take your bees. For this reason, McLeanan keeps his bees behind three locked gates. If anyone had seen these missing boxes, described as cream-coloured with blue baseboards, or a horde of bees, they went missing specifically in the northern tablelands of New South Wales, so let someone know.
And in more news, Australian veterinarians are calling for greater recognition for their role of dealing with outbreaks, food safety and government crisis response, as recent research shows that the general public do not fully understand what the job entails. Research conducted mid-last year found that 95% of Australians believe that veterinarians play a critical role in Australian society, yet only 55% have actively thanked them. Following World Veterinary Day, which is predominantly in the last week of April, Veterinary Service Manager Dr. Philip McDonough said that the vets work tirelessly behind the scenes to ensure the safety of both humans and animals alike. Veterinarians do far more than care for pets, from border security and food supply protection to disease outbreak management and natural disaster response. The impact of veterinarians is felt by every Australian every day, Mr. McDonough said. Looking out for colleagues, especially those in their careers or working in high-pressure environments, is something we can all do on World Veterinary Day and beyond, he said. And in national news, a severe mouse plague is overwhelming Morawa, 370 kilometres north of Perth. Locals have endured months of endless tides of mice flowing into town. A Shire president called for urgent intervention as the situation gets worse. Situation president Karen Chappell describes it as gravely concerning, as there will be viruses spread potentially through the rotting mice carcasses. Residences are practicing good food hygiene and are doing their best to clean up the carcasses and trap them through baiting. However, the plague has spread into schools and hospitals. The state government said in a statement, "The Department of Education is providing support to ensure students and staff's health and safety is prioritised. Morawa Health Service remains operational and has also implemented mitigation measures including safe baiting and enhanced cleaning."
In other news, an encouraging sign of the conservation of wildlife has been found, with 500 turtles being recorded along the Murray River between Victoria and New South Wales. This is following a dry spell leaving two major nature park lakes dried up, with the Landcare Broken Hill president even discussing how the turtles would have been surviving, saying that the turtles must have been stacked up as if they were in an elevator. The discovery of around 500 turtles is considered a remarkable surprise, which will lead to a better understanding of turtle conservation, what different population dynamics there are, the impact of dams, and the importance of wastewater treatment plants for habitats.
In international news, today marks Sir David Attenborough's 100th birthday. Known for his wildlife conservation efforts and famous documentary commentaries, he has inspired millions and has seen the ever-changing might of humanity. His post-nominals are many and well-earned, which has been reflected in his career of over 75 years. Sir Attenborough has said that he is completely overwhelmed by the number of messages he has received ahead of his birthday already. To mark our final Zedlines rotation, the Friday team has chosen to spotlight nature-related stories to honour Sir David Attenborough today. For your weather, Brisbane is expecting a sunny day with no rain. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. It feels like 12 degrees right now, and the UV index is low at 1, with humidity at 56% and the cloud coverage at 3%. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.